You ever watch the Stephen Colbert show?
Yep. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Colbert Report.
He had Bill O'Reilly on.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were on.
Listen to the, on each other's shows.
Right.
Listen to the intro that the audience gave O'Reilly last night.
Please welcome Papa Bear Bill O'Reilly. Bill.
They're booing.
Listen. Stay with me. Welcome.
Thank you.
Papa Bear.
You hear that booing?
No, that's not. That's booing? Not booing. That's the bear caller no, going. They're going boo, Papa Bear.
No.
So he gets booed last
night.
Now, continuing with Bill O'Reilly, if we can for a second.
Sure.
Please.
Okay. That kid, the 15-year-old kid, and the 11-year-old kid that were
I want to talk
kidnapped
about that.
In St. Louis.
Now, kidnapping, Don, it's overrated, you know, really. The fact is, here's a guy, he's 11, 12 years old, whatever. I'm not sure exactly the age.
Now, this is what Bill O'Reilly said on his show the other day,
right? All I did, listen, I'm being crucified here, but it's nothing I'm not a... It's not unusual for me to get crucified. The fact is, I pose some questions. The FBI is asking the same questions. That's the way it works. And what I'm saying is, you know, here's a kid who could have walked out of the house anytime on his own, hailed a cab, even if he didn't have change. He could have gone back to his parents' house, walked inside, said, "Mom, Dad, listen, a big, fat, smelly guy brought me into the house. Was going to take me prisoner. I had the intestinal fortitude to go outside, run outside, take a cab, hail a cab, have the guy pick me up, and walk along, and get the cab, and then ask Mom and Dad for money, pay the cab driver. I'm home safe and sound. It's what I would have done." You know, I'd like to make another point.
Yes.
You know, you got this Britney Spears, and everybody, I'm not going to defend her. I don't like modern music, especially Ludacris. I don't care for any of these people. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very concerned about the whole story. It was months ago, and it's something that's been gnawing at me.
Huh. What's that?
It's been gnawing at my Long Island soul. And what's bothering me is you got Madonna cruising along. It's not Madonna. It's
Britney.
Britney Spears.
Britney
Thank you, Buzz. Spears, right. Appreciate that. I don't like your politics.
I know.
I think occasionally you can be a stand-up guy. I think you change your lifestyle. You straighten yourself out. You'd be doing well. Maybe. But what I wanted to say was Britney's driving along. She's got a baby in her lap. Driving a car, going to the mall, going shopping.
6 months ago, right?
Buy a latte. You know, 6 months ago, she's got the baby in the lap. Right. If I'm that baby, I'm gonna show the initiative to jump out of Madonna's lap, realize that my life's in danger. If she hits even somebody at 25 miles an hour, I got a chance of being killed.
Now this
I'm going to jump out of Madonna's lap if I'm that baby. When I was that small, and I have a vivid memory of being that small. Let me tell you, if Mom had done that to me on Long Island, I would have hurt her.
Is it true?
I really would have.
Is it true or is it not true that on your radio show and on your TV show?
Yeah.
It's
one of the most viewed shows. Not trying to brag here, but we have one of the most viewed shows on cable right now. It's probably the number one rated viewed show in the world of mankind.
Didn't Bill O'Reilly actually say on the air that if you were that age, that there's no way that would ever happen to you, to little Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, little Bill O'Reilly. I actually have strong memories. I have wonderful memories of being a child when I would walk along and just be a really good kid. And just, I had my views at a very young age. I was looking out for myself. And, then I wrote a book that said, "Who's Looking Out for You?" But when I was a little kid. I was a very, very young kid, and that was an interesting sound that came into my headphones. And,
well, we're looking for this sound.
Excuse us.
Because if you are going to go back in time.
Well, I could. I had a wonderful childhood, but I was a tough kid.
Because, Mike told me that he was listening to your radio show, and he heard you saying that if you were that kid.
Yeah.
That if you had been if someone tried to kidnap you when you were
little Bill O'Reilly,
13, 11, that you wouldn't have put up for it, right?
Well, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was 13 years old.
Go on. I'm Bill O'Reilly, the toughest kid in town.
Hey, O'Reilly.
Yeah?
Give me your lunch money, you commie.
I'm not gonna do that. This is a no-spin zone. I'm a culture warrior. Go on. I'm not giving you nothing. You think you can take me?
Hey, O'Reilly.
What? Oh! Oh! Mom! Mommy! Little Billy got hurt again.
Hey, O'Reilly.
Oh, go on. Oh, man. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm Bill O'Reilly, mister. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you.
Go ahead, hurt me, you little bastard.
Here we go. Oh, you hit me again. Oh, boy. Who's looking out for you, Buckwheat? You must be. You know what you are? Don't hit me, mister. You're a secular progressive. Ah! Oh, mommy.
Why are you wearing short shirts and short pants, hard shoes, and knee socks?
Because I'm little Bill O'Reilly. Look at me. I wet myself. I made a mess in my pants. I'm little Bill O'Reilly. Don't give me a black eye. You gave me a suck in the eye.
Now we're really going to do some role playing. I'm going to have to get into my role. Give me
a moment.
Okay,
here we go.
Give me a moment.
That was the Bill O'Reilly flashback, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, hold on, we'll do a little more of a flashback.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much.
Hold on. Right. I'll be the guy now. I'll be the creepy guy that approaches young Bill O'Reilly.
Ah, okay. Good.
Da 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 da. Hey, I got a special lemonade for secular progressives. Hello, what's your name, Mister?
Yeah, my name's Horny Harry. I like your shiny shoes.
Oh yeah, okay. Here are my shoes. I'd sure like to get them shined.
Come here, kid.
Aw, go on. What you touching that for?
Come here.
Hey,
touch it.
Hold on a second. I kind of like this.
Come here. Get in my 1956 Buick.
No problem.
I'm going to lock you in my root cellar.
I want to stay with you forever.
I want you to change your name to O'Reilly, and if anybody ever asks you who your daddy is,
sure.
You say, I'm your daddy.
You're my daddy. That was easy, mister. I'll ride in the back of your smelly car that smells like ass.
Now, eat it.
All right. Oh, go on. That's big.
Sorry. This is the, I don't know why I said sorry. It was the music that dropped out there. That was the Bill O'Reilly flashback.
So actually, Bill O'Reilly, not as tough as he said.
No, I don't believe so. But, you can actually make up stories like that. But I just want, can I tell you one thing?
Sure, Bill.
You know, I live by a mantra. And my mantra is,
what's that?
You know, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you back. I'm going to hurt you back because I'm a tough guy. I'm 6'2". I weigh 130 pounds.
Hey, if I played that music, would you go back to little Bill O'Reilly's voice?
Sure, I can do whatever you want. You go ahead and play that music.
Oh, go on.
Who are you?
I'm little Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, I'll kick your ass, O'Reilly.
Don't hurt me. I don't want you to sock me in the eye. Ow. Oh, man. Oh, you must be a Democrat.
Hey, O'Reilly.
Oh, that hurt bad.
Hey, little Bill.
Hey, you got to come over to my new friend's house. He's all grown up and he weighs about 300 pounds.
Who's that, Bill?
The man that made my butt hurt. Oh, go on.
Oh, you mean the man that kidnapped you?
Yeah, well, it's really not a kidnapping. I ended up identifying with him, and now I'm in love with him.
Isn't it ironic that 30-some years later, there's going to be a kidnapping in the news, and you're going to get on your TV show and say if it happened to you, that you would have had the intestinal fortitude to fight back?
Oh, me think I do protest too much. Have some lemonade after my sock in the eye. I'm a pussy.
God,
after my sock. In the eye.
That's what they did in those days. They gave you a sock in the eye.
That's a real little rascalism, isn't it?
A little rascal moment. Oh, I hate that guy.
But you actually heard him doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was sitting there. He was talking about the fact that he posed the question. He frames everything he does in a very special way. But really what he was saying was, the kid, you have to hold the option open that the kid maybe was somehow involved with this.
It's going to fail. And, you guys are idiots. That's just the way it is.
I know when I kidnap kids, what I like to do is bring them to my house, put them in a box, put a padlock on it, make sure they go out in the neighborhood. They're going to be in big trouble. When I was a little kid, I wouldn't let that happen. I wouldn't let nobody do that to me because I'm a tough guy.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Big Pussy Bill O'Reilly. Don't sock me in the eye again. Ow! Oh. I'll give you my little footsie bunny suit that I wear at Christmas time, like little Ralphie. There you go. I wish I had a watermelon. I'm little Bill Pussy O'Reilly.
God. Yeah.
So easy for him to talk.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Go on.
Oh, that's good.
Man, oh, man, I'm still sore.
Sure, we'll be for a while.
Thanks, mister.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, I know, Simon.
Okay, the news hour, Buzz coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.